Hello and welcome to the Inner Know podcast with Janelle Bridge, where we talk about everything spiritual development. Let's go. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to my podcast. It's been a little while because I've been voice coaching. So a lot of the gems that you normally receive on this podcast are being very well received in a private podcast kind of format, right? Through voice coaching. Anyway, I'll talk to you a little bit about that later. But let me jump on and let you know what's going on in my world. So today I want to lean in and talk about something that's very relevant for me, which is essentially qualifications and naysayers and I guess holding the opinion of somebody who is very qualified over your own intuition. Yeah. So obviously this is something that I've spoken about with you guys before. There's many episodes around this kind of topic, but why this is recent for me, essentially last week, was it last week? I don't know. The weeks have kind of rolled into one of late. I think it was last week. I posted on online. So we have a local community group here in Geelong called Geelong Community Information. And I post my sacred swims there. So my community groups, and they're very well received, and we've had new people coming down. It's been epic. Anyway, recently somebody posted in there, it was an anonymous post, and they said, "Hey, I'm looking for recommendations on a relationship counselor." And I commented and I said, "Hey, this is kind of the work that I do. I am a psychic life coach and mentor. I mentor relationships often. You know, I'm in a 24-year relationship myself. We speak about self-awareness and have psychic drop-ins around what might be going on within the relationship. And I discuss what I do." Now, I was met with absolute viciousness in the comments section. So one person in particular, I actually worked with 15 years ago in a Commonwealth job, in a crappy government job. And I liked this person, you know, we would have a chat and things like that. And anyway, he was like, "This is so deceitful. You are not qualified. This is harmful. This is insulting to other people who are qualified, blah, 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 blah." And then I responded, I was really upset about that comment, but I responded with tact. And I said, you know, I can't even remember what I said, but I essentially said, "Look, I'm not claiming to be qualified, so therefore it's not deceitful. You're either into this or you're not. I bring a lot of life experience to the table. I have a deep understanding of people, you know, all of those kinds of things. It's something that's happened organically for me through coaching. People have said, 'Hey, can I bring my partner in? Can we coach as a relationship?'" And I'm like, fuck yes. So I was responding nicely, but then I had this barrage of wankers on the internet come on in and say, "You're a scammer. Like, do you also pretend to speak to people's dead loved ones and prey on vulnerable people and get a real job?" And it just became so abusive that I actually called my husband. So I was at the studio and I couldn't delete my post or my response from my phone. So I called my husband and I said, "Can you log onto the computer and delete my post?" I said, "I just don't have the mental resilience to put up with the shit today. You know, the dog had been attacked, the studio was being demolished, you know, got slapped with that big bill." There was just all of these things. And I just thought, I just don't have the mental resilience to deal with this today. And he said, "Are you sure you want me to delete it?" And I said, "Yeah, babe, I'm sure today. I really am." He said, "I'm surprised because you've responded really well and you don't need to pay any attention to these people." And I was like, "I know, I just don't have the resilience today. I just don't have it." And he said, "That's okay." So he deleted it for me. And I sat there and I cried for a little minute. And then I got this like fire in my tummy where I jumped on my Instagram. And we love the fire in the belly, right? Because the fire in the belly is the rage. And I promise this is going to make sense to you. And this is going to be beneficial for you to listen to. It's not just me talking about my stories, but I got that fire in my tummy where I was like, "Do you know what? Fuck this man. Fuck this man who is a mental health professional, who is coming after people on the internet and participating in literal witch hunts online." And so I got this fire in my belly and I jumped on my Instagram, the live. I have posted the live if you'd like to watch it. It's nice and unhinged. It's actually pretty cool. Anyway, I speak about qualifications and all of these types of things. And what I want to lean into today with you, now that the dust has settled, You know what? I didn't end there. I have also shared a post from my psychic party, which I'm having this Friday coming up. So if you're local to Geelong, come on down. We're having a party at the studio, mediumship demonstrations, lots of fun, psychic games, all of those things on Friday. I had posted that in this group as well. And then the barrage of comments on there was like, kill yourself, go and play in traffic, stop scamming people. I'd rather throw my money in the bin. It was really like, I've never been trolled by this before, like this before. Like, I have 105,000 followers on TikTok, and I guess maybe it hits different when CDC 799 says you're a dickhead versus people in your local community who you gift to so much, are coming after you and saying all these nasty things. Anyway, I'm digressing. So since that moment, what has happened is that people have been coming forward for more and more of my relationship services without me even offering them. So I'd be coaching someone privately and they'll say, hey, can I bring my partner in? Can we be coached on this together? Because they realize how beneficial my work is. Now, there's a few aspects of this topic that I want to touch on with you. One is that just because you have a qualification doesn't mean that you are self-aware. It doesn't mean that you have done the work, and it doesn't mean that you are experienced in that area. Now, when I worked in employment consulting, we would have uni students come in to get, and they'd be on Centrelink and they'd be needing to get a job. And it was like, oh, for fuck's sake, right? Because some of them had absolutely no awareness of the real world and they wouldn't last in their jobs at cafes. And then we'd have someone who dropped out of school and they're like, we're ready to work in a cafe. And we'd be like, sweet. And we'd know that they'd be fine, right? And again, this is not to shit on people who have degrees, because I fucking love your dedication. I love the fact that you're going to uni. I love that you're following your passion. I love that you're putting your money where your mouth is, your time where your mouth is. I love all of that. But just because you have a qualification doesn't mean that you are experienced. Just because you have experience doesn't mean that you're self-aware, right? And so for me, I would much rather be coached by somebody who is open-hearted, who is kind, who is open-minded and going to sit here and be non-judgmental, rather than somebody who's judging people on the internet for putting themselves out there. That's not a safe space for me to be in, right? And so where I'm going with this is your qualification is great, right? But it's not enough. It's not enough. Yeah. And so if you don't have a qualification, that doesn't mean that you cannot make a difference in this fucking world. Yeah. That doesn't mean that your medicine doesn't make a difference because you don't have a fucking title next to your name, because somebody else didn't authorize that, because somebody else didn't give you the stamp of approval. Now, on this, I've had so many mentors over the years who have said, Janelle, you need to create a certification. You need to certify psychics and mediums. You've taught so many, you need to certify them. And I was like, I will never certify anybody under my name, because I can teach them, I can make sure that they're operational, I can teach them all the skills, all the ethics, all of it, but I cannot approve their morality. I will not have anybody operating under my name saying I'm approved by Janelle Bridge, right? Because one, it feels really egotistical and wankerish, right? But there is, it's incredibly lucrative. However, I just don't want to be responsible for somebody's values and how they're operating, because even if they have the technical skills, does that mean that they have the integrity of my brand? Does that mean that they have the authenticity? Does that mean that they have the heart? Does it mean that they have the generosity? Does it mean that they have those values that are so important to me? So I'm not going to put my names to these people. Now, education is an institution that was created to make money, right? So if you look at university, it's a huge business. And yes, it is valuable. And yes, there are things that we need a uni degree to operate on, right? But there are also things that we should be turning to elders in our community for experience with, that we should be talking to our grandparents about our relationships, right? Because they've been navigating relationships for decades. The other thing around relationship help is that many of our examples of relationship are not healthy. So maybe your parents don't have a healthy relationship. Maybe your grandparents or your own parents don't have a healthy relationship. Maybe you're asking your best friend and she's speaking to you from a space of trauma, from a space of one-sidedness, or a space of, 1D dimensional kind of stuff. Like, he's saying this and she's saying this and blah, 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 rather than looking deeper to see the actual complicated and complex issue that's going on there. So what I want to scream from the rooftops is, just because you have a qualification doesn't mean you've done the work. And just because you don't have a qualification doesn't mean that you cannot serve people. So there is so much that I could get into around this. But something else I want to jump in is and say is, If your work is helping people, don't let anybody else come to you and tell you that it's not worthy because you didn't do X, Y, Z. If you are serving from a place of love, don't let anybody else tell you that it isn't worthy because of X, Y, Z, because that is their fear speaking, right? It is their fear speaking. It is their wanting to feel superior. Does he actually believe that I am going out there into the community and doing damage? No, he doesn't. His actual belief that is being challenged right now is, why the fuck did I create? Why do I have a hex set? Why did I do this degree when she can offer what I'm offering without having to go and do all of this stuff? That is the fear that is created. What if I've done this the wrong way? There is no wrong way. I commend you. I want you to do well, my friend, but not at the expense of other people. Yeah. So it's really like, what he's really asking when somebody asks you, what are your qualifications? They're actually saying, what, like, where do you get the audacity to think that you can make a difference in this world? Who gave you that audacity? Who gave you that permission to feel that you can make a difference in this world? And the answer is your fucking self, your heart. When you are heart-led, you will never, ever, ever go wrong. If you are showing up in a space of service, you will never, ever, ever go wrong. Now, I wonder if I should. No, I'm just going to lean into it. We make this a big, juicy, healthy, happy podcast, right? So, the other element of that is if you are having feelings, my friend, your feelings are not truth. So, my feelings as all of this was going down, so my studio was being taken away, I got slapped with this big rates notice, which meant my financials have never been more unstable as they are right now. I was being attacked online, my reputation was being attacked. And I just thought, I'm shit. Like, I'm a shit human. Like, I'm terrible. And I just got stuck in this element of like, everything is shit and I'm shit and I'm a failure and I've chosen the wrong path and I'm delusional thinking that I can help people and all of these types of things. And I share this with you because I am very honest and authentic. And this is who I pride myself on being. When I'm your coach, when I'm your mentor, it's I will give you my whole heart and nothing but. And there's no fucking smoke and mirrors because I hate that shit. We need real life experience to learn from, right? And so I was sitting in these moments of just feeling like a piece of shit. And then also going, am I scamming people? Am I deceitful? Do I talk shit? Like really this self-judgment space of that. And I went, oh God. And I sat in this shit for a while. And then I was literally driving later on and I was like, hold on a second. I'm operating from a space of complete financial insecurity, right? Right now, it's just a season of my life where things are a little bit shit and it's going on for a lot of people. And I'm like, yet I'm showing up today, that night, for a free relationship rescue session that I offered to a couple in my community. The next day, I was holding a free circle for someone in my community who was struggling. Then I was showing up on the Sunday to run my free community event, which I know has saved at least two lives. And I was like, holy fuck. Why do I doubt? Why do I even question my heart or my integrity or my worth on this earth when I can just go, wait, where am I actually showing up and doing every day? I'm serving. I'm coming from a place of love and service. So, what I want to say to you about this is there's going to be people in this world who make you feel shit. There are going to be people in this world who say, you can't do that. You don't have a qualification. There are going to be people in this world who say, you are harmful with the advice that you're spreading, which is outside of the norm. And your own head is going to say, you're a fucking failure. You don't have any money. You don't have any security. You must be shit at what you do. Maybe it's time to get a real job. So that you're always going to have these voices, whether internal or external, or a combination of both, that are telling you that you are wrong. You need to amplify the voice of reason that you have. You need to amplify the voice of your heart that knows that you are making a difference, that knows that you are here to shake shit up. And just because somebody who is looking within the textbooks for the answers says something different, that doesn't mean that you are wrong, okay? Follow your heart. And if you need help following your heart, fucking lean in and be coached by me, my babes. Like, this is what I do. We need passionate, passionate people who are here to change the world. We need people who are strong enough and brave enough most of the time to stand in their conviction. I didn't feel strong enough to stand in my conviction the other day, not because it wasn't true and not because I don't have conviction, but because I didn't have the resilience to take the arrows. I needed a break, and then I took that resilience and I took those fucking arrows and I turned them around, you know, and I said, I'm not going to throw these back at you, but I could. So, you know, there's so many elements to this lesson. And as I said, I was thinking about breaking them down into separate podcasts. But if you have a feeling about yourself for a moment, that doesn't mean that that's the truth. You know, we're always going to revert back at times to mainstream way of thinking. It's the way that we've been brought up. Never, ever question your audacity to show up and serve. Never. If the world had more people who were willing to show up and serve, we would be in a far better fucking place. We'd be in a far better place. And how much of what we've been told, or how much of what we know, is simply what we've been told? That's Ziggy Albert's lyric, right? And I love it because it's like, do I know this from my soul, or have I simply been told this? Who made these rules? Who made the rule that somebody couldn't seek relationship advice from me unless I'd paid somebody else to give me advice on how to give that relationship advice? Come on. Come on. Anyway, my loves, I don't want to get caught up in that shitty energy because I really have transmuted it and brought it to the light and brought it back to service. It's what I love to do. And the funny thing is, I haven't even advertised my services. I haven't even put them out there. And I've had people coming to me since saying, I want this from you. I want this from you. I want this from you. So it's a need, it's a knowing, it's a desire that I'm here to fucking help people with. This. So, what I want to lean into, obviously, I like to use my voice. Obviously, if you're on my podcast, you must like listening to my voice. I have a new offering, and this offering makes so much sense to me as I transition from moving out of the studio and into God knows where. At this stage, I'm just coming home. I am looking at staying into the studio until the 30th of April. So there's a little bit of time between now and then to come in and see me if that's something you've been hoping to do in the future. Well, the future exists until the 30th of April. But something that I'm offering right now outside of face-to-face or Zoom is voice coaching. So it's 1 month. We can do more than 1 month, but I do have 1 month offerings of voice coaching. So I use the Voxer app. It is unlimited access to me for 1 month. So what we do on that app is we lean into, you know, psychic guidance, using my intuition, working through your goals. You get to lean in real time with things that are coming up for you. So the clients that I have on board at the moment, I'm open to using this space for anything, right? The current clients that I'm coaching through this at the moment is someone who is wanting to build her business, and she's already three times her income. We've been doing this for about 2 weeks now. She's three times her income in her psychic business through voice coaching, through voice mentoring. Why this works for her is because if we're taking 1 hour of a Zoom a week out of your day, that's 1 hour that you could be actioning things and you could be voicing me while you're actioning things, right? Someone else is running a cleaning business and she wants that to explode. She's also a parent of neurospicy children and she wants to come back to loving herself. Someone else is navigating a breakup. Someone else is looking at re-entering a different type of workforce post-baby, navigating through some self-confidence issues as well in the process, but also trying to find her new jam. 4 weeks is an incredible amount of time. If you've ever had an email reading for you from me, imagine how that made you feel, and imagine having smaller versions of that every single day, tailored to what you're going through, or listening to this podcast and being like, fuck, I wish I could ask Janelle this question. Sign up, let's do it. So it is $444 for 1 month. The beauty of this container is I hold quite strong boundaries around when you can access me. So what that means is that you can jump in at 2 a.m. and it's not going to wake me up because I'm not going to check it until I'm working. So it's a really flexible space to be able to work through emotions in real time. It's incredible. It's lighting me up. So if that's something that you're interested in, hit me up and let me know. I don't know where to from here when it comes to my studio. With my relationship work, I am feeling like I could be doing in-home visits or renting a very small space, perhaps in Lara, where I can see my relationship clients one-on-one. But that's kind of where I'm at the moment. I do have one coaching space available for personal coaching right now, but I do have some voice coaching spaces available as well. And come to my psychic party if you're around. But I'd love to hear how this episode lands with you, for you, all of the things. I love talking to you guys. Yeah, I'd love to have a chat with you all, but I just really want to leave it there that if your heart tells you that you are here to do something, that's what you need to do. Yeah. And if you need help clarifying what your heart is telling you you're here to do, message me. Let's talk about it. Have a beautiful day, my loves. Bye.